Thus far, the agri sector has not been as hard hit by COVID-19 as other sectors in the economy. We were scheduled to chat to agribusiness Zeda today on account of the company's earnings release for some industry perspective, but those results have now been postponed to tomorrow. So let's tackle the subject nevertheless with Wandile Sehlobo, who's chief economist of the Agricultural Business Chamber of South Africa, who has cautioned against the number of challenges that could potentially weigh on profitability moving forward. Thanks so much, Wandile, for your time this evening. So right at the top, let's perhaps start with your top two biggest concerns for the agri space right now.
I think the one we could start at, Alicia, is the issue of demand. I think the demand that we've been depending on, particularly on a global market, is the one that is on the key one. You'll remember that we export in value terms about 49% of what we produce. And I think that with all of the disruptions on the global supply chains, particularly in the euro area, and also in Asia, and to a certain extent, we will see some of those challenges in the African continent. And I think that's where I would put as the one big theme. But obviously, the other theme, which is important, is the fact that even as the agricultural sector is functioning as an essential service, there are some industries within agriculture that are not fully operational. Wool comes to mind, flowers, wine industry. It's just recently been back now, but I think the wool and the flower sector are the ones that will continue to be hard hit in the agriculture. But looking broadly at all, we still think South Africa's agricultural sector could grow by 10% or so this year, so there will still be relatively better performance.
Yeah, I'm sure there are sectors of this economy, Wandile, who would be grasping for that 10% growth very keenly. Growth is not a word that has been used over the recent weeks. I want to touch on that oil price, though, because we've had the lower oil price offer some reprieve to the sector amidst it all. How much of the tide starts to turn, where we've had OPEC and its allies having agreed to reduce oil production by 10% of global supply? Because some have said that given the lack of demand and the lack of growth that is emerging globally, the impact is going to be minimal and we shouldn't be anticipating any quick reversal here.
I think that's what is proving now to be a better increase, because over the weekend when the OPEC agreed that they will be reducing production, we began to worry a little bit, because you remember that starting from May going forward, it's going to be a harvesting time for South Africa's agriculture. And we use roughly, if you look at our production costs, about 11% or so is fuel, and we use a lot of it during that time. And at the same time, we will be planting winter crops, again, another high fuel consumption period. Now, before the IMF came out yesterday, we were worried that that cut might actually result to fuel prices recovering a little bit. But reading on what the IMF is saying about global growth conditions, it looks like the demand, the weakening of the demand of oil globally will be the one factor that will be, might enable oil prices to remain really at a comfortable levels, which is going to bode well for us. But in an event that the demand starts to increase a little bit in the near term, that might hurt South African farmers.
Okay. But on the balance of things, in that context, Wandile, and I'm sorry to interrupt you there, should farmers be hedging their bets against the fuel price?
I mean, that's what we could advise at this time, because everything else going forward, there's a really big levels of uncertainty. If somebody can, at the near, in the near term, to hedge these levels that we are seeing, I think that would be the best option for one to do.
I know you talked about export demand and concern on that end. What's your reading on local demand and, how much of the cost pressure producers, agri producers are going to be able to, as a result, be able to push on to end users at the end of the day?
I think on the local market, we will continue to see some relatively good demand for the product. But obviously, if one watches, for example, the retail sales and all of those things, for the month of May, we'll be way down than what we saw, for example, in the month of March with all the panic buying and everything that was happening. But generally, on a domestic demand, I think the numbers will still look comfortable. But I think on a pricing side, if you are a consumer, it's going to be a relatively better time, because if there is really gets to be a weak demand in a global market, all of that remains on our side. It all means that we have this increased supply for certain agricultural products, which bodes well for inflation. And on a consumer, obviously, that's a good thing, because we have, for example, now our food price inflation for the year still at levels around about 4% for the year. And we might even think about putting that a little bit down, considering what will be happening over the next few months.
Do you have, before I let you go very quickly, Wandile, any supply concerns right now, especially with supply chain disruptions evident in some territories?
For the year in South Africa, I think we are comfortable in terms of the food supply. The one thing that I'm worried about is really the global supply chains for rice. We are dependent on imports 100%. The whole million ton that we consume, it comes from the global markets, 90% between India and Thailand. And I think if there are disruptions in Thailand, that's when we should worry about our rice supplies. But for now, that's something to watch. But overall, all other products, I think we are comfortable.
Okay, let's leave it there. Comfortable, a good place to be, Wandile. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. Chief Economist at Agribusiness Chamber, Wandile Sihlobo.